My name is Jeremy Weisenbaum, and this is A Christmas Carol.
God rest ye merry.
It all starts with an audition. Walking, first a bit slowly and hesitantly, but with building confidence into the lobby of the large audition room for this year's annual production of ACT Theatre's A Christmas Carol. A slew of people around my age are sitting, waiting anxiously for their appointment with the director and casting director. To us, these are gods. The all-ruling powers who control whether we get the part or live lonely for the Christmas season, whether we succeed in life or fail humiliatingly, whether we live or we die. Every year, in and around Christmas time, ACT Theatre puts on their annual production of the heartwarming play version of Charles Dickens' classic Christmas book. This past winter's production was ACT's 33rd annual Christmas Carol, and the closing night of the show was my 156th individual performance. After acting through more than three-quarters of the way to 200 performances of one play, you get to know the show very well. Almost too well. You find yourself silently mouthing each character's lines backstage, visualizing the placement of every single actor on that all-too-familiar set, even quoting the play on purpose at first, then embarrassingly inadvertently. The show creeps into your life stealthily, then takes over your entire mind, barely leaving room in there for any other part of life. A diabolical scheme, yes, but also it is the actor's true love and life. Back to that horrid yet divine audition room, fighting wordlessly against the deafening, buzzing silence that attacks our ears from all angles. Everyone waits for their audition and tries to be polite and friendly. But inside, each and every one of us knows that everyone in that room is competing aggressively for one part in the play. Christmas Carol 2007 was my third year acting in this amazing production. In 2005, I auditioned for the first time because my friend, who I have acted with a lot, had been in it 2 years before and recommended to me that I should try. I loved the experience, the people, and the show, and immediately auditioned when the 2006 production came around. Now, after three consecutive years of performing in A Christmas Carol, I still clearly can recall the feelings I've felt while finally making the triumphant walk out of that audition room. Always feeling either delightedly accomplished or overwhelmingly embarrassed at how I did. I always just want to leave the building and hide in the deepest ditch in all the land, skipping every instant of time between that audition and the moment when I get that fateful call that will determine whether I live and succeed triumphantly, proud and victorious, or die and fail despondently, humiliated.